Yes.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
Is that you, Rusty? W4DJW.
Yeah, that's me. Just leaving church, heading to go find me some seafood for lunch. Think I'll go have broiled fish again.
You get out early. I remember getting out at noon, not 11:30.
Starts at 10:30, so we go from 10:30 to 11:30, not 11 to 12 anymore. We've been doing this for years now.
Well, you get ahead of the crowd at the restaurants. That's a benefit. I usually, if I don't go before noon, I don't go.
About the size of it and all. Well, we used to do the 11 o'clock, 11 to 12 thing. But back then, that's been a number of years ago when our church was real full and real active. And, of course, we've had people move away and things like that. So, yeah, we used to have two services. We'd have an 8:30 service, 8:30 to 9:30. Then they'd have Sunday school, and then they'd have from 9:30 to 10, we'd have a kind of a social time for everybody to gather and coffee and treats. And then from 10 to 11 was Sunday school, or 10 to 11, 10 to 10:45 Sunday school, and then 11 to 12 was church. So, but that's not today.
So what's on the agenda after lunch today?
Sit down in my chair and maybe take a nap and read a while and I don't know. I may get on the radio. I haven't done any of the contests this weekend. It's been a pain in the rump for nets that I get it check into. So, you know, our 20-meter net yesterday afternoon got wiped out completely. And it's a good thing we don't have one today because it would get wiped out too. But our 40-meter net was a struggle to find a spot last night to hold it. So, oh, well, contests do that, you know.
Yeah, I was looking at Whisper because that's about the only digital mode I got running at the moment. I was looking at Whisper, and there's CW signals right on top of the digital signals, and the digital signals just continue to decode. That's amazing how they can do that.
Internet, I was involved. Well, we were able to get it. We weren't able to get the 20-meter sideband net yesterday afternoon. The NCS, she just could not find. She spent 20 minutes searching for a place that she could sneak in and establish a 3 kilohertz space. And she said she didn't find anything, so Lisa just canceled the net, which, as NCS, we have the option to do if we just can't find anywhere, period. And then last night, our 40-meter net, he got on early enough before everybody transferred to 40 and got in there, and we still had people trying to come in on top of us. Most of them were at least kind enough to say, is the frequency in use? And, of course, we'd let them know it was, but anyway, but our two digital nets yesterday afternoon, we had a few people check in on our digital nets. We had PSK and RIDI yesterday afternoon, and they weren't bad. Of course, the band conditions are what the problem is with that, not the contest, because it wasn't in, they're not on RIDI or PSK, but, it is what we have to deal with and all, but things are getting better, they say.
The last time I looked at PSK, there was like me and two other people, and that was it. And I looked at it like, you know, I went back to it day after day for about a week, and it was really, I mean, it's kind of nice because before all those WSJT modes came about, you had a hard, just like you were saying, you had a hard time finding an opening, and you know, people would be in different locations, so they wouldn't know. You know, they wouldn't necessarily see your transmission, right? Or you wouldn't necessarily see theirs when you were transmitting. So it was so crowded. But now that's provided some relief with all those other modes that are the new digital modes. So that's kind of nice. But I'm going to have to go back over there to PSK and try it again. All I've been running lately is Whisper because it runs itself. But PSK, that's kind of my favorite mode.
Well, the bad thing about PSK is now, right now, they have AT-4 is started is right up, bumped right up against the PSK bands, areas on the band. And we've had to move our PSK nets out to a slight, to a different spot in the area of the band, because the FT-4 is all over the place down there. And yesterday afternoon, our NCS for the PSK net, he moved it about 4 kilohertz from where we normally are, and we were able to get it in. Of course, just general band conditions, you know, I was able to copy two of the stations that checked into the net, and I had worked both of them, so, you know, that kind of put a hurt on me working anybody else that afternoon. And then on our ready net later, same kind of thing. The ones that I could actually copy, I had worked them, and I was able to work one that I hadn't worked before. But the band conditions are strange. I mean, you would think, you know, I'm putting out between 400 and 500 watts on ready or PSK. You'd think people would at least be able to copy my signal coming in, but not yesterday they weren't.
So you could see them and they couldn't see you? Is that the way it was? You could hear better than you could transmit, and you're transmitting 400 watts?
Well, I knew they checked into the net because they were posted on the thing. No, the only ones I could hear, like I said, on the PSK net yesterday afternoon, the only ones I could hear were two stations I had worked. And, you know, I had no copy on anybody else. Other. Now, on the ready net, I was able to copy three stations. Two of them I had worked, and the other one I was able to work. So, you know, it's just we see people pop up on the net, up on net logger, and, you know, other people have copied them and relayed them to the NCS. But, you know, sometimes, like yesterday, neither of those nets could I hear the NCS station. WU2T Mobile.
That was good timing. You synced up with the repeater, W4DJW, not mobile. Well, you could have also been transmitting when they were transmitting, too. Sometimes that's hard to tell. And it happens, right, when you transmit when they transmit. But I'm going to have to go back over there and see what it's like. It's been a while since I've done PSK. I get about a week of it, and I'm set for a while. Go back to letting it drive itself. You doing any APRS or anything like that?
I don't have any set up for APRS or anything. I don't have any radios that will do it without the attachment on it. So I haven't been doing any of that lately. I don't have a radio that's set up for it because I've got a TM-281 in the house, and it's a single band. And then I've got a dual band here in the car, and it's not set up, and I just don't have the stuff to hook up to it. So I haven't been doing any of that. I've been doing a bunch of CWN and sideband, and of course PSK and RIDI when I can, and sometimes I'll sit there and do some FT8 or some FT4 in the middle of the day if I'm not doing, or if I'm doing something else there around the radio that I can let it kind of run, and all I gotta do is reach around and tell it okay to approve the contact and then go on to the next one. So other than that, I just pretty much doing what I said, you know, and working the nets. And of course, South Carolina single sideband net. I'm every other Thursday I call that net, and I try to check in as often as I can. So anyway, well, I have arrived at the place at which I was intending to arrive, which is the Blue Bay Seafood Restaurant. And I'm going to get inside and find me a place to sit and place my order before it starts raining again. Because it's rained over here a little bit when I was coming out of church, and it's now stopped right this minute. So I'm going to take that time to go inside. We'll talk to you later, Dave. W4DJW, W2T, 73s for now.
All right, Rusty, good talking to you. Enjoy your lunch. I'm going to have to try that restaurant out one day. Anyway, take care. Bon appetit. WU2T, W4DJW, clear.
For IZZ, just wondering if I'm hitting the repeater with this new mobile antenna.
Okay, W4IZZ, W4DJW. Sounds like you're sitting in the room right next to me. Full quieting, full scale.
I set up this Kenwood D710 for APRS, and it was doing all right a year ago, and for some reason now when I beacon, nothing's picking me up. I try to track myself on the website, and now I'm not seeing myself, so I just want to see if this channel's putting out any power on this antenna, but it sounds like it is. And I am sitting right next to you. Will you stop changing the channel on the TV?
That's the same radio I'm talking on. I did have to, there is a issue with them, the early ones, the first ones that came out, not the ones after about halfway through. So depending on when yours was manufactured, there is a filters issue with them. I've replaced the filters on mine and on Wyatt's and some really early versions of the V71A. They would go bad. The filters would go bad really quick, and it'd be like tone deaf. You could transmit, you just couldn't hear. But that may be the problem, depending on when it was built. If it was built recently, then that's not an issue, but just something to be aware of.
I bought this September, October, so it might be one of the new ones, and it hears it everything pretty well. I can listen to the raw packet data. I just, for some reason, it doesn't seem to be reaching out anymore.
Well, the transmit side from, you know, voice-modulated audio sounds good. It sounds really good.
Well, I'm kind of sitting in a little bit of a valley, too. That might be the problem, but I appreciate you answering back. So at least that's one thing I check off the list.
So you are transmitting APRS beacons now?
Not to transmit, but, you know, it only does that. It's on Smart Beacon right now, so it only does it so often. And sitting in the driveway, I don't think it does it very often, but I can manually beacon once or twice.
I got an APRS station that I set up this weekend. Yesterday, I got it running yesterday. And I can look for you if you want to try to send out one. Because it could be that, well, depending on how far away you are from me. But go ahead and send a beacon out, and I'll see if it pops up on my screen.
I'm going to shout real quick before I transmit it. I'm just going to run around the other side of the car and shut the door and just move up to the end of the driveway so I'm just a little bit higher and not hidden by the house.
Okay, I'll be standing by. W4DJW.
I'm sorry, yeah, K4IZZ is going to switch over and beacon. I'll be sending two signals a couple seconds apart.
And what area are you located in? What area of the map should I be looking at?
If you know where Rogers Outdoor Center used to be, now it's some other landscape place. I'm like a tenth of a mile from that intersection of 8 and 81.
Okay, I'll be looking. W4DJW, go ahead.
Coming up. You there, K4IZZ.
Okay, is that the dash 9 or the dash 5?
Niner.
Okay. I'm hunting for... I found you on apers.fi. And it's loading. And let me click on your last beacon. Was on 2021-03-26. That's 2 days ago. The last time the Digit Peter saw you, and the other side of your radio was on 146-550. Does that sound right?
That was a quick trip I made over to the Wren school area, and that's the last time I was able to hit anything with the beacon.
Your radio is doing good. What is your signal indicator indicate when it beacons? Does it go all the way over?
K4IZZ. It's on air, and it goes all the way, 7 bars all the way out.
So you don't have any antenna issue, you don't have any reflected wave that's pushing back on it, and your radio is not, you know, backing away from transmitting. I don't understand. You should be loud and clear.
Maybe it's just where I am at my house. I used to be able to hit it, and then a few seconds later I would see it come back and it would say my signal or my something, but for some reason it's not doing that now, so I don't even know if I'm getting out to it. Obviously, I'm not hitting the Digipeter.
if you look in the message list, it's got an MSG button on one of the Apers menus. If you look in the MSG, what's the last station you see, and does it have a date? I think it's got a date over to the right.
Nothing there, but I had cleared it out when I started messing around, so I had all fresh data, and I don't have anything showing right now.
So what frequency is your APER side of your radio on? 14439?
And it's got a CT code of 100.
Why is the CT code 100 on there? You shouldn't have any CTCS at all going on there.
Search about that, and if you put it on to only receive someone transmitting with that same code, the digipeaters will hear a 100 code. But what's neat about it is you can leave it on and not listen to all the raw data packets every so often, especially in our area, it's pretty busy. But if someone transmits with that 100, it's basically pinging you to let you know someone is in range of you so that you could transmit or connect and talk on the secondary frequency, in my case, 550.
Okay. I can see how it wouldn't affect transmit, but it will affect receive. And you can turn the volume down on that side of the radio because what comes out of the data cable isn't affected by what the volume is set to. So if you don't, but it wouldn't break through if somebody was close to you and did that. I see why you do that. And you were using that setup when it was working last 2 days ago?
Set like this almost since I bought the radio when it was working fine. So I don't know what's different. It could just be I'm in a hole now and maybe the weather, I don't know.
Well, the weather can do that, too. And VHF is more affected by weather than we typically realize. We get so used to it, we think it should be there all the time. But it's affected by weather just like any other RF.
A little bit more in a different area. Like I said, it did hear me when I was over near Wren, and that's the other side of the low hill. It's not a big hill, but it's the other side of the hill from me, and maybe that may be why I'm not getting out, but I'm glad to hear the radio itself is doing fine, and voice, you can hear me, so it's one less thing. Maybe not be the radio.
Yeah, do you have a handheld that you could tune to that frequency and see if you hear your packets going out?
Yep. I was just doing that before I reached out. I heard myself packet-wise on the handheld, and I said, all right, well, I'm hearing myself here. Let me see if the radio is hitting, you know, getting out further and hitting the repeater. If I can hit the repeater, I know that I can hit the digipeater.
Have you done a profile between you and the digipeater is on Caesar's head, and the one behind it is straight in line with Caesar's head. Have you done a profile view in Google Earth between you and there to see if there's any peaks?
I'm not. Now that it's raining, when I go inside, that would be something I can look at.
Yeah, if you draw a line, if you drop a pin at your QTH and you drop a pin up there at the repeater site, that's the WYFF. You can find it when you start hunting around Caesar's Head. If you hunt long enough, you'll find the tower up there. You drop a pin up there, and then if you connect those two pins with a line, you can right click on the line and the navigator over on the left, and say profile view, and it'll give you a view of the landscape between you and it. And if there's some peak like Paris Mountain or something like that in between you, that would explain why.
It would, and that would also explain why when I go off on an angle from my location, that it was working. Like I said, when I went toward Wren, I was maybe not so much in that line anymore. So I hope that's it. But that would make me very happy to know that it's that simple.
Are you comfortable with Google Earth?
I've done that. I usually just do it because when I send people directions, I make it so they can, like, hit a dime with GPS coordinates, because sometimes you put an address and it's a place down the street from where you want to go. So, yeah, I mess around with that quite a bit.
Yeah, I used to do that with my granddaughter. I'd tell her, drop me a pin. And yeah, that worked really good because I'd know exactly where she was, and she'd had to drop the pin right then. Anyway. Sounds like you're making some headway. It's a mystery. When I was setting mine up yesterday, I had like three different antennas that I could have used. And I think two of them are really, really good, and one of them's kind of marginal. It works. And I had the radio I was going to set up on APRS on one of the two that I thought was really, really good. And I could not get it to do. I mean, I was in the same boat you're in right now. It couldn't hear anything, and nobody could hear it. And that one of those two antennas is a really good antenna. It's Ringo Ranger. It's up in the attic. And the other one's a 17-foot collinear. So I took it. I got an antenna wire that would let me connect to the other one that's a 17-foot collinear antenna that's outside. And, man, that thing just came to life and started working like a dream. Night and day. And that Ringo Ranger normally does really, really good, but it just wasn't working for me yesterday. So it could be something like that, too. Anyway, good luck with it. Good talking to you. Glad to hear you're getting your APR station up and running. K4IZZ, W4DJW.
Appreciate your patience and your advice. I will certainly get on that map, and I hope that's it. This antenna is only a little... It's really, I think, made for scanners. It's a tri-band, 18-inch, 2-meter, 440-800 antenna that seems to do the job, and it's a company car, so I can only do so much with it. And it's trunk lip mount, and getting through the paint is enough. You know, once you do that, and hook up the radio antenna analyzer, and got a good signal, you know, no SWR, really. It was low. But anyway, I appreciate all your help. And thank you very much.
Okay. Well, good luck with it. Your audio sounds really good, so there's no mountain between you or on the audio side. And if that antenna is the same antenna and that's the same radio, that is kind of puzzling. Unless I did have one other thing before I let you go. I did have a Yaesu radio that I had set up one time. And it's got this in the menu items. It's got this digi mode. And I just put it in FM. Normally, I just put them all in FM. I don't look for digimode or anything like that. I just put them in FM, and I get the audio to it, and everything works. But that one Yaesu, because there's something with that thing. I don't know what it was. But unless you went and you went hunting and pecking through the menu items and you switched that thing to digi, it would not decode APRs at all. So it could be something in your menu, something that changed recently in your menu, like a... like an equalizer, like added receive equalizers or something like that. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Have a good one. K4IZZ, W4DJW.
Thanks again. Have a great rest of your Sunday. W4DJW, it's K4IZZ. I'll be clear and hunting for a reason. Take care.